It's the hammer of justice. It's the bell of freedom. It's the song about love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land.
That was the Post cover of Honky Tonk Women, followed by Pete Seeger's If I Had a Hammer. You're listening to 915 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. We're coming up on hour two. Should really change the name of the show if it's a multi-hour program. Do I have two holes in my pants? I do have two holes in my pants. That's lovely. Oh, great. Oh, great. We're doing a lot of music today. And we're also doing some PSAs. Let's find one. Last time we did a holiday don't drink and drive one. That's fun. Okay. Ah! No, I don't want to do that one. Oh, I love this one. Here we go.
We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make them breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thanks, HHS. That's good. That's always a fun PSA. Just remember, it's all about games. Just play a board game with me or play a video game with me. That's my favorite part. It makes me laugh, kind of. But it's cute. It's a cute little thing. Thanks, HHS, for doing something like that. We got some more music. Debating whether or not to play a show tune. So instead, we're going to do one of... I just made my desktop background on my laptop a really cool artist rendition of a scene from the movie that this song is in. So it's topical.
You remind me of the babe.
What babe?
Babe with the power.
I saw my baby cry in the water. This babe could cry. What could I do? My baby's love had gone and left my baby blue.
remind me of the babe.
What babe?
Babe with the power.
What babe?
Power of voodoo.
Voodoo.
You do.
Do what?
Remind me of the babe.
Dance, 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 dance
That was the Mountain Goats with Going to Georgia. Before that was New Order with Ceremony, the last song written by Joy Division before Ian Curtis's death. Before that was Karma Chameleon by Culture Club, which was briefly my anthem on Tinder for the 2 weeks that I had a Tinder. I think I've said that on the show before. And before that was Magic Dance by David Bowie out of the movie Labyrinth, which is a movie that everyone needs to watch. If you've never seen it, see it. It's amazing. I have this cool new desktop background that is the scene of, for those of you who have seen it, the scene where Sarah is looking upon the labyrinth for the first time, and David Bowie's back there with like his glowing orb, and he's like, "You have 13 hours to get through the labyrinth," because it's a clock with 13 numbers. For some reason, that's like a weird trope in like creepy things, right? Like what's so creepy about a clock that has 13 numbers? To me, it just seems inefficient, right? I guess you could say it's the fear of the number 13, but you could put the number 13 in anything and make it scary. Why is it specifically a clock in so many things? The Haunted Mansion movie starring Eddie Murphy had a clock with 13 hands on it. It didn't really play an important role. It just kind of existed, but it was supposedly scary. I forget if the Haunted Mansion ride in Disneyland/Disney World has a clock with 13 hands on it. That might be a thing. It can't all come from there, right? It can't all come from the Haunted Mansion. If it did, then there's some Imagineer who deserves some royalties. Was Labyrinth a Disney movie? That's another part of this puzzle. These are all questions that will hopefully get answered during our next bit of music. Here we go now. Oh, that is walking music right near, right there. That's a great song. That's Anemone by the Brian Jonestown Massacre. Amazing song. Found it on a different playlist this time. Oh, so many Spotify playlists. I have zero creativity today. Before that was B-52s with Rock Lobster. Amazing song. There's a great cover of it by Sleater-Kinney with Fred Armisen doing Fred Schneider's vocal part. It's awesome. It's a great time. Everyone should go watch it. Maybe I'll play it. Who knows? Well, what were we talking about here? Well, oh, I remember what I was going to talk about. But first, it's important to cough. No, to do another PSA. Here we go.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. And you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change the world's behavior through brainwashing. Because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. And that costs a family of four $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. It's worsening climate change through the release of methane gas. Save the food. Cha-ching. And it's wasting precious natural resources like our fresh water. Save the food. Cha-ching. So when you hear this sound, don't be neutral. Rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Oh, sweet. Thank you guys for the nice message on food waste. Labyrinth is in no way affiliated to Disney. So that clock with 13 hands, why is it a trope? I don't understand why. Why is that something that's just inherently creepy and fantastical? I don't know. Although I am reading a lot about Labyrinth now. Who they were thinking about casting instead of David Bowie for that movie. Sting was one of them. Prince was another one. Both would have been interesting choices. I don't know if any of them would have brought it quite as much as David Bowie. And of course, this movie starring David Bowie and Jennifer Connelly, who was also in the remake of The Day the Earth Stood Still. I just watched the original Day the Earth Stood Still for like the second or third time yesterday. And I remember looking up the remake because I wanted to see how bad it looked. It looks terrible, but Jennifer Connelly is in it. They took her character, she plays Helen, and they took her from being like a housewife in the 50s version to being like a PhD in this version, which is kind of interesting. But there's no reason for anyone to watch the new Day the Earth Stood Still. Go watch the original. None of people have watched the original. And of course, you know, she's in Labyrinth. She's probably just going to be known as that woman from Labyrinth forever. What else was she in? Oh, she was also in the Ang Lee Hulk movie. She played, what's the love interest name in the Hulk stuff? Betty Ross. It's a terrible name. But the Ang Lee Hulk movie, also bad. So, good movie that had a good remake. Or not a remake, a good pseudo sequel. The one in 2008 with Ed Norton was fine. Let's go to music. This is a song I performed in its entirety in front of my mirror yesterday.
Étranger, stranger, glücklich zu sehen, je suis enchanté, happy to see you, bleib, rest, stay, willkommen, bienvenue, welcome, im Café. cabaret, au cabaret, au cabaret. Meine Damen und Herren, Mesdames et Messieurs, Ladies and Gentlemen, guten Abend, bonsoir, good evening, wie geht's, comment ça va, do you feel good?
Yeah, I bet you do.
Ich bin euer Konferenzier, je suis votre compère, I am your host, und sage willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. Im Cabaret, au Cabaret, tout Cabaret. Leave your troubles outside. So, life is disappointing. Forget it. We have no troubles here. Here, life is beautiful. The girls are beautiful. Even the orchestra is beautiful. And now, presenting the cabaret girls, Rosie. Rosie is so cold because of the color of her cheeks. Lulu. Oh, you like Lulu, huh? Yeah?
Well, too bad. So does Rosie.
Frenchie. You know, I like to order Frenchie on the side. Mm-hmm. On your side, Frenchie. Just kidding. Texas. Yes, Texas is from America. Mm-hmm. But she's a very cunning linguist. Fritzy! Oh, Fritzy, would you stop that? Already this week we have lost two waiters, a table, and three bottles of champagne up there like this. And Helga. Helga is the baby. I'm like a father to her. Mm-hmm. So when she's bad, I spank her.
And she's very, 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 very bad.
Rosie, Lulu, Frenchie, Texas, Fritzy, and Helga. Each and everyone a virgin. You don't believe me? Hmm?
Well, don't take my word for it.
Go ahead. Try Helga. Outside it is winter, but in here it's so hot. Ooh. Every night we have to battle with the girls to keep them from taking off all of their clothings. So don't go away. Who knows? Tonight we may lose the battle. We are here to serve you. And now, presenting the cabaret boys. Here they are. Bobby! Victor! Or is it Victor and Bobby?
You know, there's only really one way to tell the difference. I'll show you later.
Hans! Oh, Hans, baby, go easy on the sauerkraut. Hermann! You know the funny thing about Hermann? There's nothing funny about Hermann. And finally, the toast of Mayfair, Fräulein Sally Ball! you bleiben, rest to stay.
Wir sagen willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. Fremder, étranger, stranger. Glücklich zu sehen, je suis enchanté. Happy to see you bleiben, rest to stay.
Wir sagen willkommen, bienvenue, welcome im Cabaret. Und Cabaret to Cabaret. Thank you! Bobby, Victor, Hans, Herman, Rosie, Ludo, Clancy, Texas, Fritzy, Helga, Sally, and me! Welcome to the Kid Cat Club!
There's just a part of me that just can't get away from musicals. You know, like, I don't even... It's weird. I don't even particularly love them, but I just can't... Sometimes I just can't get away from show tunes. They just keep coming back in to my life. That's so fun. That's such a... Ugh, God, that's such a fun opener. All right, we're gonna do some more now. I just thought we would have that fun little break. That was good. We got 19 minutes left. What are we going to play for the next 19 minutes? You'll see. I didn't look up... You know what I've been doing for the last 5 minutes? Is I've been watching this video of Snuffleupagus, like the Muppet from Sesame Street, saying weird philosophical statements. Such as, if you cut a hole in a net, it has less holes. Right? And now just imagine it's Snuffleupagus saying that, not me. Yay, music. Here we go. Thank you.
on the wireless back in 52. Lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Better.
That was Psycho Killer. First track off of the Talking Heads album, 77. Great track. Before that was Blister in the Sun by the Violent Femmes and Video Killed the Radio Star by, I don't know how to pronounce their band name. I've never been able to do it, and I'd rather not embarrass myself. So there you go. We got one more for you, and then I'm gone. Tune in 2 weeks from now for another issue, the episode, issue, whatever, of the Astro Hour. I might be able to find a guest at that point. I think that's the 21st. Tune in. I'll definitely have a guest. I'll figure something out. It'll be fine. And tune in next week for Strike the Box with Chris. Great show, as usual. I'm trying to wait 40 seconds here so that I can time this perfectly. Wish I had something to talk about for 40 seconds. Should go see Labyrinth if you haven't. I think it's on Netflix. I remember I watched it on Netflix senior year of high school. I just spent one day. I just didn't pay attention to any classes. I just opened my laptop and watched Labyrinth. This is like the end of senior year. So, you know. And I just watched Labyrinth the whole day. I think I might have watched it twice, actually. It's a good time. It's a good movie. It's nice. We've got a little carrot candle with David Bowie's look from the movie on it. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This has been the Astro Hour, and here is a song by The Police. Bye.